This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Calixicin. Active ingredient, clarithromycin. This leaflet provides important information about using Calixicin. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Calixicin. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Calixicin? Calixicin contains the active ingredient clarithromycin, an antibiotic that belongs to the group of medicines called macrolides. These medicines work by killing or stopping the growth of bacteria which cause infections. Calixicin will not work against infections caused by viruses, such as colds or flu. Calixicin is used to treat certain bacterial infections, including the following: respiratory tract infections, throat, airways and lungs, ear infections, skin infections, peptic ulcer. Calixicin is also used to prevent a specific bacterial infection associated with HIV infection. Your doctor, however, may have prescribed Calixicin for another purpose. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Calixicin has been prescribed for you. Calixicin to treat peptic ulcer. Peptic ulcers are associated with an infection in the intestine and stomach by a type of bacteria called Helicobacter pylori, H. pylori. Nearly all patients with peptic ulcers are infected with this bacteria. The H. pylori infection can be treated with a combination of Calixicin, clarithromycin and other appropriate antibiotic and stomach acid control treatments. However, the best combination of tablets to treat H. pylori infection is yet to be determined. Your doctor will determine the best combination for you. If your symptoms return, consult your doctor. It is possible that Calixicin may no longer be effective in killing the H. pylori infection and a different antibiotic may be needed. What should I know before I take Calixicin? Warnings. Do not take Calixicin if you are allergic to clarithromycin, other antibiotics from the macrolide family, including erythromycin, roxithromycin, or azithromycin, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You have severe liver problems and poor kidney function. You have an irregular heartbeat. You have ever had a heart condition called long QT syndrome or QT prolongation. You have low magnesium or potassium levels. You are taking any of the following medicines: estemizole or terfenadine, commonly used to treat allergy symptoms. These medicines may be available without a prescription. Sisapride, used to relieve certain stomach problems. Colchicine, used to treat gout. Domperidone, used for nausea. Ergotamine, or dihydroergotamine, used to treat headaches. Lamotrigine, used to treat high cholesterol. Lovastatin, or simvastatin, used to treat high cholesterol. Midazolam tablets, or syrup, used to treat sleeplessness and anxiety. Pimazide, used to treat schizophrenia. Ticagrelor, or analazine, used to prevent blood clotting. Taking Calixicin with any of the above medicines may cause serious side effects. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Do not take Calixicin after the expiry date or if the packaging is torn or shows any signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, or take any medicines for any other condition. Allergies to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. Heart problems, including slow heart rate. Liver problems. Poor kidney function. Myasthenia gravis, a condition which the muscles become weak and tire easily. Intolerance to sugars. Any electrolyte imbalances. Your doctor may want to take special care if you have any of these conditions. If you have not told your doctor or pharmacist about any of the above, tell them before you start taking or are given Calixicin. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking Calixicin when pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking colixicin when breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with colixicin and affect how it works, or may be affected by colixicin. These include the medicines already listed under Do Not Take Colixicin If, see above and the following medicines. Aminoglycosides, used to treat infections. Calcium channel blockers such as verapamil, amlodipine, diltiazem, used to treat high blood pressure. Carbamazepine, phenytoin, phenobarbital, phenobarbitone, sodium valproate, used to treat epilepsy. Cyclosporin, tacrolimus, medicines affecting the immune system. Cilostazol, used to treat poor circulation. Digoxin, quinidine, disopyramide, used to treat heart failure. Fluconazole and itraconazole, used to treat fungal infections. Fluoxetine, used to treat depression. Herbal medicines such as St. John's wort. Ibrutinib, used in cancer therapy. Insulin, used to treat diabetes. Medicines used to treat HIV infection. Methylprednisolone, a corticosteroid. Nitaglinide, rapaglinide, pioglitazone, rosiglitazone, used to treat diabetes. Omeprazole, used to treat stomach problems. Quetiapine, used in psychotic disorders. Rifapentine, rifampicin, rifampicin, used to treat some infections. Sildenafil, tadalafil, vardenafil, used to treat erectile dysfunction in adult males. Statins such as atorvastatin, rosuvastatin, used to treat high cholesterol. Theophylline, used to treat asthma. Tolteridine, used to treat bladder problems. Triazolam, alprazolam, midazolam, used to treat sleeplessness and anxiety. Vinblastine, used to treat cancer. Warfarin and other anticoagulants such as apixaban, dabigatran and rivaroxaban, used to prevent blood clotting. These medicines may be affected by colixicin, or may affect how well colixicin works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor or pharmacist can tell you what to do if you are taking any of these medicines. They also have a more complete list of medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking colixicin. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect colixicin. How do I take colixicin? How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how much to take and when to take it. Take colixicin exactly as directed by your doctor. This may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. The dose of colixicin will depend on the infection to be treated. For respiratory tract infections and skin infections, the usual adult dose is 1 colixicin 250 mg tablet twice a day. For more severe infections, the dose can be increased to 2 colixicin 250 mg tablets twice a day. Your doctor will adjust the amount or frequency of your doses according to the infection being treated and the severity of your condition. If you do not understand the instructions on the pack, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How to take colixicin. Colixicin tablets should be swallowed whole with a glass of water. When to take colixicin. Colixicin should be taken at about the same time each day. This will allow your medicine to have the best effect and help you remember to take it. How long to take it. Keep taking colixicin until you finish the pack or for as long as your doctor tells you. If you're being treated for an infection, colixicin is usually taken for 1 or 2 weeks. Do not stop taking colixicin, even if you feel better after a few days, unless advised by your doctor. Your infection may not clear completely if you stop taking your medicine too soon. Check with your doctor if you are not sure how long you should be taking colixicin. If you forget to take colixicin, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and then continue taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you miss more than one dose, are not sure what to do, or have any questions, check with your doctor or pharmacist. If you take too much colixicin, if you think that you have taken too much colixicin, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 1-3-1-1-2-6 for advice, or contact your doctor, or Go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much galaxicin, you may develop severe gastrointestinal symptoms, liver problems, or allergic reactions. What should I know while taking galaxicin? Things you should do. If you are taking galaxicin for an infection and your symptoms do not improve within a few days, or if they become worse, tell your doctor. Tell your doctor if you become pregnant while taking galaxicin. Call your doctor straight away if you get severe diarrhea. Do this even if it occurs several weeks after stopping galaxicin. Diarrhea may mean that you have a serious condition affecting your bowel. You may need urgent medical care. Do not take any medicine to stop your diarrhea without first checking with your doctor. Experience any heart palpitations, changes in heartbeat, dizziness, or fainting while taking galaxicin. If you are having any urine tests, tell your doctor you are taking galaxicin as it may affect the results of some laboratory tests. If you are about to start taking a new medicine, tell your doctor or pharmacist that you are taking galaxicin. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking galaxicin. Things you should not do. Do not take galaxicin to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor says so. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar to yours. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how galaxicin affects you. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the pack, until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they will not keep well. Keep galaxicin tablets in a cool dry place below 25 degrees Celsius, and protected from light. Store it in a cool dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. Do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Galaxicin treats infections in most people, but it may have unwanted side effects in some people. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Stomach cramps and pains. Nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Oral thrush, sore white mouth, or tongue, or vaginal thrush, vaginal itching, or discharge. Change in taste sensation, headache, asthma, shortness of breath, muscle weakness, pain, or spasms, conjunctivitis, chills, fatigue, eructation, belching, stomach distension, bloating, flatulence. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Yellowing of the eyes or skin, jaundice. Feeling generally unwell, and having poor appetite. Hearing disturbances. Chest pain. Dizziness. Confusion. Hallucinations. Convulsions. Fainting. Irregular heartbeat. Any type of skin rash. Itching. Hives. Severe diarrhea, especially if bloody. Severe upper stomach pain, with nausea and vomiting. Pancreatitis. Swelling to the face, lips, mouth, throat, or neck which may cause difficulty in swallowing, or breathing, or sudden collapse. What to do? Tell your doctor straight away if you notice any of these symptoms, as you may need urgent medical care. Stop taking galaxicin and call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. After you have finished taking galaxicin, tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of the following side effects, even if they occur several weeks after stopping treatment with galaxicin. Severe stomach or abdominal cramps. Watery and severe diarrhea, which may also be bloody. This may occur several weeks after you stop taking galaxicin. Fever, in combination with one or both of the above. These are rare, but serious side effects. You may have a serious condition affecting your bowel and you may need urgent medical care. Do not take any diarrhea medicine without first checking with your doctor. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some patients. Ask your doctor or pharmacist for more information about side effects, as they have a more complete list of side effects. Tell your doctor about these or any other symptoms. If the condition persists or worsens, seek medical attention. Tell your doctor if you notice anything that is making you feel unwell while you are taking or soon after you have finished taking colchicine, even if it is not on this list. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What colchicine tablet contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. 250 mg clarithromycin. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Crascam low sodium. Povidone. Silicon dioxide. Microcrystalline cellulose. Purified talc. Hyprolose. Hypromalose. Sorbitin monooleate. Stearic acid. Magnesium stearate. Propylene glycol. Sorbic acid. Vanillin. Titanium dioxide. Quinoline yellow. Pergelatinized maize starch. Potential allergens. Colchicine tablets contain sorbits. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What colchicine looks like. Colchicine 250 mg tablets are yellow, oval, film-coated tablets. Each blister pack contains 14 tablets, Ostar 99707. Who distributes colchicine? Vitris Pty Ltd. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in May 2, 22. Colchicine is a Viatris company trademark. Colchicine_CMI/May22/00.